O God, may the words of my mouth and the thoughts of our minds and our hearts be acceptable in your sight. O God, who is our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Years ago, when The Simpsons premiered on TV, one of the irreverent things that happened early on in that show was Bart was asked to pray for the family meal, and he prayed something like, God, we paid for this food, so why are we thanking you? And some people were shocked. But I have to admit, that prayer has always stayed with me. It's always made me think about why we actually bless the food that we eat. Why we pray to God when it comes to food. As I was unpacking things last week, I came across a small plaque that my mother gave me last year for Christmas. On it is the prayer that I learned to pray in kindergarten before meals, which is, thank you for the world so sweet. Thank you for the food we eat. Thank you for the birds that sing. Thank you, God, for everything. Those are the prayers that we pray before meals, hopefully. But why do we pray before meals? Is our food somehow healthier or more sanitized because we've prayed? Or maybe we just pray because it's habit. And yet we come to the part of the Lord's Prayer today that says, give us today our daily bread. And if we pause, if we really begin to pray that, then we find everything changing about how we look at bread and food and our prayer life and how we act in this world. And maybe even we discover why it's so important to pray before meals. Give us today our daily bread. It's a reminder. It's a reminder that we basically need food every day. We need nourishment. And while some of us may take that for granted, for other people, food isn't always available. I remember being on a mission trip and talking about how some people don't always have food available to them, and one of the teenagers sharing about how they had 5 different kinds of peanut butter in their house because everybody liked a different kind. She said, I'd really never thought about the abundance or the choice that we have for food. But I'm always aware that around me there may be people who are food insecure, people who don't have enough to eat. When I was teaching this lesson in confirmation, and we were talking about that, one of the students shared with me. She said, you know, when we were living in our car, we didn't always have food to eat. That was a bold thing for her to share. One of the other adults said, sort of laughed at her and said, oh, you're joking. And I thought, no, she's not. She's known hunger. She knows what it means to struggle for everyday bread. And I'm sure that praying that, give us this day our daily bread, is very different for her than it is for me. Give us this day our daily bread. In the 1950s, Abraham Maslow came up with what he called sort of a pyramid of needs, a scale of needs, and at the bottom of that pyramid was food. The things that make us basically secure. That understanding that food is this primal need. And when we feel hungry, or we feel like there isn't going to be enough food, all kinds of things kick in. I'm always reminded of that when I see the Snickers commercials about being hangry. That sense that when we're hungry, we can get angry and irritable. We get frightened. Years ago, I read a book. It's called Intuitive Eating, and it's one of those books that changed the way that I looked at food. But they really talked about how, having gone through the Depression, we've really become people that never skip meals, whether we're hungry or not. because we fear not having that food. And it was a reminder to me that whether we have enough food or not, we have issues around food because it's so basic to who we are and how we order our world. And we see that understanding of hangry. We see that struggle with food this morning as the Israelites come into the desert. As they look around them at what is basically a wasteland, and they think about how they've never had to provide food for themselves before, and they start to get frightened, and they start to worry about where their next meal will come from. So they get angry at Moses. They accuse him of bringing him out into the wilderness to starve. That need for food is so frightening and so primal that they look back to Egypt, the place where they were enslaved as forced labor, with rose-colored glasses, and think, maybe it wasn't so bad. Maybe at least we had a guaranteed meal. They struggle with the need for daily bread. And God says to them, I will provide for your needs. I'll make sure that you are okay. And they wake up the next morning and there's manna on the ground. And there's quail in the evening. And for 40 years, every day, they wake up and God has provided for their needs. And God helps us to know that God is a God of daily bread. The story of manna is about the instructions that they have that every day they go out and collect just what they need. And I'll tell you that the Israelites are like us. They don't always trust that there'll be enough for every day or that God will provide for them in the moment. So sometimes they take twice as much as they need. And then they find the food molded the next day. There's a whole series of events in the 16th chapter around the Sabbath because God says, on the Sabbath, the day before the Sabbath, take twice as much as you need so you can rest on the Sabbath day. And some people don't do that. They find no manna comes on the Sabbath. But part of the Israelites being in the wilderness is learning that God provides on a daily basis. Part of our prayer as we pray the Lord's Prayer is that we understand and see how God provides for us on a daily basis. Not in all the things that we want, but in the things we need. Those basic, ordinary things. We come to communion on a monthly basis and we bless the elements of bread and juice, ordinary things, and they become extraordinary because God's presence is in them. We thank God for God's blessings. And it's really for that reason that I think that we bless our food on Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday, Thursday and Friday and Saturday. Because as Christians, we come to understand that in every act, in everything that we have before our lives, it's a gift given to us by God. And God's presence is revealed in it. So we pray, give us this day our daily bread. And part of what we discover is God is a God who loves to feed us, who loves to give us what we need. Not in stingy amounts, but in abundance. That's what happens with Jesus and his disciples as he's teaching. As they get to an end of a long day and the disciples say, just send everybody away. They can go find food somewhere else. Jesus says, you give them something to eat. And they find what they have. Not an abundance of food, only 5 loaves and 2 fishes. But They offer it to Jesus, and he blesses it, and he breaks it. And miraculously, everybody eats until they're satisfied. That's who God longs to be for us. That's how God wants us to see the world. Not as a stingy place where we have to keep things because we might not have enough, but where we share what we've been given. And in that sharing, not just out of our abundance, but out of our basic necessities, God blesses it and multiplies it. When I was in college, every Friday morning, there was a group of professors and just a few students who got up early and took communion together on a weekly basis. And I always remember that when my friend Brian was given the loaf of bread to serve to us, he would pull out huge handfuls of bread and hand it to us. And I teased him once about that. And he just looked at me and he said, God is not stingy with what God gives us. And I have to say, I hardly ever take communion without hearing Brian's voice in my head. God is not stingy, but God loves to feed us. God loves to bless us with abundance. So we pray. Give us this day our daily bread. And like all of the Lord's Prayer, it's about our. Not just about me and my needs, but about community and how we come together as community. It's a reminder that the bread that we have and the food that we have was planted by other people for the most part, picked by other people, produced and brought to the store or made into products that become our food. That none of us is self-sufficient. It's a reminder that as we remember that not everyone has enough to eat, that we're called to share what we have. And again, sometimes we feel like there just isn't enough. But I discovered earlier this year when I was researching another sermon that really there is enough food in the world. There was a study out of England that says that the world right now produces enough food to feed 10 million people, 10 billion people. There's about 7.5 billion people on the planet. But in spite of that, we know that about 8 million people go to bed hungry every night. We know that we waste 20 to 30% of our food. We pray, give us this day our daily bread, and we hear the challenge to make sure that people have daily bread. So I think about ministries in this church like Sober Mesa, our food truck, which goes out and feeds people. The people who volunteer at the Opportunity Center and the ways in which one of the things the Opportunity Center does is to feed people and make sure that they have the food that they need. And already yesterday at the church, we were getting ready for Operation Turkey Sandwich, which will take food out to people on Thanksgiving Day, some of whom will be hungry, some of whom simply have to work on Thanksgiving Day. A reminder that we participate with God and sharing daily bread with others. And when we do, community is created, and God is present. We begin to understand more greatly the blessings and the thankfulness that we have for God. We pray, give us this day our daily bread. And sometimes that means saying yes to the blessings of food and thank you to God. And sometimes, for people who are surrounded by abundance, can also mean saying no. Can mean learning the difference between hunger and starvation. About trusting God even in those moments. We pray, give us this day our daily bread. And again, I hear Paul's words, which aren't about yes and no, but his understanding that in every circumstance of his life, God had blessed him and given him peace and contentment. We know that phrase so well, I can do all things through God who gives me strength. But we forget that Paul wrote that from a prison cell. Well, the only way that he got daily food was if his friends and family remembered to provide it, because that wasn't seen as the job of the jail. He says, I've known plenty and I've known hunger, but what I know in all things is how to be at peace, how to be content. So we come here today as a people of needs. It might be hunger. We might be ready for lunch. But our needs are more than just hunger. They are the things which we need to make us full. God says, let me feed you. Let me love you. Let me fill you. And we're reminded of Paul's words that even in our need and in our want, God is giving us strength. We dare to pray. Give us this day our daily bread. We dare to trust that God will meet all of our needs, even where we are fearful and we are worried. We pray, give us this day our daily bread. We're bold enough to think that the world will change and see our lives change with them as well. Amen. So let us stand.